Good Friday, Texarkana College. I'm Steve Mitchell, and joining me, as he will every Friday, to bring you up to date on what's going on with Texarkana College and the surrounding community is the president of Texarkana College, James Henry Russell. Good morning, President Russell.
And good morning, Steve, and thank you for helping me record this. Hopefully, we'll get a little better quality this week and get it in a file format where everyone can open it. Had about 200 people open the file last week. I can't see who's opening it, but we do have a clicker count on there, and we know that about 200 people around the college opened it. And I got a lot of feedback that said they actually liked the audio update instead of having to read it all the way through. So we thought we might try this for a while. And with the brand new studio for KTXK over here, I thought I'd utilize some of the great equipment and do it this way.
Well, let's start first talking about the census coming up for the college and what we have as far as registration.
We have Census Day coming soon. I won't mess up all the dean's plans and give a wrong date out there, but I think it is Wednesday or Thursday this week for part of the college, and then dual credit's a different day, but most of the faculty knows the important date coming up. We're doing okay. If we have a really strong dual credit enrollment, I think we actually have a chance of being flat. And while most of the time I'm not happy about numbers staying flat, really with all the new opportunities and things going on and our great completion rates, if we could hold our own and stay flat on enrollment and contact hours, I think that would be a huge positive for us. So if everyone will work really hard to get the data right and pay attention to census date and information from the registrar's office and your deans, that would be very helpful. Go ahead.
Generally, I was going to say that things seem to be going very smoothly for the fall semester.
You know, I couldn't be prouder of how the semester has started off. I don't want to jinx this by saying that, but it looks like a happy campus. It looks like a full campus. The campus is beautiful. Another hats off to Ricky and Wanda Boyette and that whole crew for making the campus look good. And to all our faculty and staff, just everybody working hard for smooth registration, financial aid, a great start, great organization. Campus has been safe, so no one let their guard down. Everybody just keep working hard, and hopefully we'll have a great semester. And I'll move in to talk a little bit about the legislature. There's certainly a lot of posturing going on for this next session. I believe it's the 85th session, and they are saying they are out of money, and they're talking billions less. Community colleges have just not done well for a long time, and we're sure hoping that we can find a way to, at the minimum, stay flat on funding, but we need an increase, and we're hoping in the neighborhood of $500,000 to $1 million a year coming out, but that's going to be a lot of work. Need all of you to be contacting Representative Van Dever and soon-to-be Senator Hughes. Always start out telling them how much we appreciate them, but tell them your stories. Tell them what we're doing. They hear from me all the time, but they love the stories about our students and success. So don't hesitate to write Representative Van Dever and, again, soon-to-be Senator Hughes and tell your story.
Now, we might mention also that during the session, you'll be spending a lot of time in Austin, as will most community college presidents around the state, lobbying also for these increased fees.
Steve, I never dreamed I would travel as much when I came to Texarkana College. I actually thought it might be less than at the school district, but I'm putting about 27,000 miles a year on the car and flying a lot, too. So I do. I spend a lot of time all across the state trying to advocate for Texarkana College and help us out, and that's kicking up. Speaking of being on the road a lot, I have been on Highway 59 almost daily. In fact, yesterday I went back and forth to Atlanta two different times for meetings. We're really trying to get information out about this Cass County annexation election. I need all of you talking to your friends about it, giving the facts. You know, here at the college, we can't advocate for or against, but we can give facts. We need to talk to as many people as we can about it, get presentations, and just answer the questions. So help me do that and contact me with ideas that you have. I'm going to quickly give you kind of a calendar update for me next week. I do this with the board every weekend, and I thought this week I'd let all of you know. We've got a three-day weekend coming up. I'm really excited about that. Some schools, some universities, some colleges go to school on Labor Day, but I'm ready for a three-day weekend. I don't know about all of you, but I am. So Monday, I'm taking the day off. Tuesday, I have leadership team meeting. Almost every Tuesday, I meet with everyone that reports to me, and that pretty much represents the entire college. So anybody that works at the college somehow or another flows to someone in this meeting on Tuesday. So anytime you have a big topic, talk to who is the leader or supervisor in your area, and it can always funnel up to me because I definitely like to stay in touch with what's going on. Wednesday, back on the road again. I'm in Dallas for the day for some meetings. Thursday, I'm back at the college, but I have a big insurance meeting. I'm a board member for the insurance fund that covers Texarkana College. It's not a paid position. It's a volunteer deal, but it sure gets us good service on claims and actually gets us about $10,000 or $15,000 in discounted premiums every year for serving on that. I have a Texarkana College Foundation meeting. We're looking at our investments, trying to get the greatest return we can on that. Then at lunchtime, I'm going to do a quick pitch at the Harvest Texarkana lunch. Some of you may have not been reading our updates to know that we have a food bank right here on the Texarkana College campus, thanks to Rhonda Dozier, Denise Sullivan, Philip Parrish, Katie Jewell, and I'm sure some others I'm missing. It's hard to believe that we have students in need of food, but we really do. We have students living in their cars. We have students living in tents. They're going to school to have a chance at a better life, and they're struggling. And this food bank really helps our students get through some tough times. So I'm proud of that, and I'll be speaking at the luncheon to advocate for supporting this important ministry through the community. Then Thursday afternoon, I've got a countywide meeting on economic development, then back to Cass County Thursday night for a presentation with a great group about the Cass County annexation. Friday morning, I'm really excited about our big Cass County unveiling. We have an 8 o'clock meeting set to unveil the new workforce center design and location that we will do if this passes. 8 to 8:30 is meet and greet and donuts. 8:30 is the unveiling. Those of you that don't have a class at that time and would like to come down, I would love to see a TC sea of blue there. So come down to Cass County, get a donut, and celebrate a possibility for us. I really hope you'll pay attention to that, and some of you might come down. At around 11, we've got a neat retirement celebration for two of our wonderful custodians, Pearly and Minnie, in the Patman Room at 11. I hope you all come by and say thank you. There's no one that sets a better tone than our custodial staff. It's the first thing the community sees after the yards when they walk into that building, a clean building, a great smell, and we appreciate Pearly and Minnie for working so hard and giving so much to us, so come by and say thank you to them. Right after that, I'm going to head to the funeral for Alicia Park's mother. You know, we've got a big family here at TC, and hopefully everybody just surrounds those that are going through some tough times, and let's all keep the Alicia Park's family in your thoughts and prayers. Friday night, Tech's Rep, Osage, I hope I'm saying that right, Osage County, is opening 7:30 Friday night, 7:30 Saturday night, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Of course, we have wonderful students in it, Michael Cooper directing, Chris Polson on the sets, and we have our very own Lori Jones in the Vice President of Instruction's office. Lori is one of the spots in the play, and we can't wait to see her performing on the stage. I hope everybody at the college will take a serious interest in Tech's Rep and our performances and try and pick one of the presentations or shows to come out and see. That 7:30 Friday night, 7:30 Saturday night, 2 on Sunday. Come out and support Michael Cooper, Chris Polson, Lori Jones, and a host of others that do so much. Also, our incredible board member Kay Ellison, always doing all of the costumes and so much work. This community gives a lot, so let's go back and support them. Saturday at the college, busy day. Dr. Rose got her sock hop for Sage. I think that ought to be a lot of fun. So they're going on. Terry Taylor, another one of our board members, he has been inaugurated as a bishop for the Church of Living God in Arkansas. So I'll be going to that ball. Steve, I think you're going to be going with me that night.
Yes, I'll be there that night.
To celebrate Mr. Taylor. That morning, though, I hope we're all walking in the fair parade. I try and walk 3 to 4 miles a day. So I'll get a mile, mile and a half of it Saturday morning walking, I hope, with a bunch of you in the fair parade. Now out at the fairgrounds, so that's brand new. So if you want a nice morning walk, come out a week from tomorrow and wear your TC blue and let's walk in the fair parade together. Speaking of that, I know Susie's recruiting for volunteers to work at the fair, show off TC, brag about TC. You know, if you can give a night, if you can give a couple hours, 3, 4, call Susie's office and let her know. I'm going to try and take a turn in the booth myself. I know we're all busy, but we've got to promote TC. There's competition, and there's a lot of people out there that need us, and there's nobody better than all of you to promote it. Hope this is not too boring. Hope it works for you. Give me feedback. Let me know. Do you like the updates? What else are you needing to know? I always hate the term, they never tell us what's going on. I never do know who they is. So Steve and I are going to pretend to be they. And if you want to know about something, if you'll let me or Steve know, we'll put it in the weekly update and let you know what's going on around Texarkana College. Thank you for all the hard work. Thank you for what you do. I love this place. I am really happy to be here and having a great fall. Steve, I'm going to let you close it out for the weekly update for Friday, September 2nd, 2016. I can't believe it's September. So, Steve, back to you.
We move into the fall, and that's the weekly update with the president of Texarkana College, James Henry Russell. Again, if you have a comment that you would like for him to discuss on our weekly update, please call his office or his executive secretary, Mindy Presson, and we will be sure and get it on for you. Thank you for listening, everyone. And remember, Texarkana College is a great place to start or start again.